أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. جعل الله الكعبة البيت الحرام قياما للناس والشهر الحرام والهدي والقلائد ذلك لتعلموا أن الله يعلم ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وأن الله بكل شيء عليم. يعلموا أن الله شديد العقاب وأن الله غفور رحيم. ما على الرسول إلا البلاغ والله يعلم ما تبدون وما تكتمون. Inshallah, we discuss ayah 97, 98 and 99 of Surah Al-Ma'idah. In the previous verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about killing of game, and that was because of the greatness, the sanctity and the sanctuary of the haram, and that was because of Baytullah, the Kaaba. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about one aspect with regards to Baytullah and attaching other things as important because of the attachment to Baytullah. Allah says, جَعَلَ اللَّهُ الْكَعْبَةَ الْبَيْتَ الْحَرَامَ قِيَامًا لِلنَّاسِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made the Kaaba, the sacred house, قِيَامًا لِلنَّاسِ, as a cause of survival or the cause of establishment for mankind. The Kaaba, according to some narrations, was the very first place that bubbled up when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had created this earth. And in its original language, the Arabic language, the original meaning of Kaaba is some square structure that has been risen high above the others. And here the Kaaba was called the Kaaba because there was no Masjidul Haram around the Kaaba in the very initial structure and the building of the Baytullah. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala qualifies it, and Allah says, Al-Bayt al-Haram. There was an Arab tribe that had also built a structure, and that Arab tribe had called that structure Kaaba Yamaniya. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to qualify that this is not that structure, but this is the structure of Baytul Haram, the house of sanctity, the house of peace and sacredness, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala qualifies this. قِيَامًا لِلنَّاسِ, a means of survival for the whole of mankind. Now how is the Baytullah the means of survival for the whole of mankind? That Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had made this Kaabatullah wa isja'alna al-bayta mathabatan lin-nas. Allah ta'ala had made it the focal point of the whole of mankind, that we perform salat facing Baytullah. When we go for Hajj, we will make tawaf of Baytullah, and in this way we honor the Baytullah. But the day when that stops, Allah forbid, that Hajj is stopped, there is no one to perform Hajj, and there is no one anymore to face the Baytullah, then that will mean that it is the end of the world, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then destroy this world. We find in the Mubarak hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that so long as there is one person to say Allah, Allah, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will continue the existence of this earth and the people on this earth. But when that one person is not found, there is no one to say Allah, there is no one to take the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will destroy this earth. So from another aspect, hidayat that comes down from the arsh of Allah ta'ala, it comes down through the Baytul Ma'mur, the Kaaba of the sky in the seventh heaven, and then it filters through there and it comes onto the Baytullah. So when that hidayat all stops, there will be nobody to take the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and that will signal then the end of this world. Some ulama have also stated that qiyam al-linnas also means the provisions, the material existence. This is the physical existence of man, the spiritual existence of man, and qiyam al-linnas will also mean the material, the economical existence of the people in the region, that it is through Baytullah that the people get their rosy, they get their sustenance, like we see all the time. And we know that in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam's great grandfather Hashim, he created the structure where people will go from Makkah Mukarramah to Syria, and then they will go to Yemen, purchase in Syria, sell those purchases in Makkah, and then the balance they will take. So they would import, they will sell, and then they will export to Yemen, purchase again in Yemen, and in that way they continued their trade. And it was because of Baytullah and the incident of Abraha, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala showed them, assured them safe passage to and from Syria and Yemen. And it is because of Baytullah that Allah Ta'ala had created peace in the region of the Haram itself, that if a person had seen his father's killer in the Haram of Makkah, then that person will not retaliate. Such is the Baytullah, and that is how Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had given honor in the hearts of people, and the Baytullah was a means of honor for the people of Makkah Mukarramah. Together with that was Shahr al-Haram, the sacred month. Here Allah Ta'ala speaks Shahr, one sacred month that Allah Ta'ala speaks about, and that one sacred month, according to some Mufassireen, will be the month of Zulhijjah. That Allah Ta'ala had also made it a means of survival because it is the month of Hajj. Otherwise the sacred months, Zulqa'dah, Zulhijjah, Muharram, and then that of Rajab, these 3 months especially, its sacredness was because of the Hujjaj. And the Hujjaj were because of the Baytullah, that their passage to and from Baytullah, those months were regarded in the time of Jahiliyyah already, months of sacredness, where they would not lift arms and go to war with each other, although they were a nation that will fight tribe to tribe for years on end. Wal hadiya wal qala'id. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about 2 other aspects that are also the reason and the cause of survival of man. One is that of the hadi, and the other is what Allah speaks about, qala'id. Hadi, in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and for years thereafter, like when we go for Hajj, we will purchase the animal that we sacrifice, whether it is for qurbani or whether it is for what we would term the dame shukar, the shukr that we make for a person that joins the Hajj to the Umrah, especially in the 2 Hajjs, that is of Qiran and Tamattu, then those people never purchased in Makkah Mukarramah essentially. They would drive the animals from where they were. In the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hajjatul Wada, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought his own animals. Sayyidina Ali brought the animals from Yemen, 100 animals for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So all of this will be sacrificed by way of a shukriya and appreciation for the Hajj and the Umrah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives, or a person had carried out an act of prohibition in the ihram, then he will have to give also dam of jinayat and all of that. So all of that is regarded as hadi. And then Allah Ta'ala speaks about one unique factor, wal qala'id. Qala'id is the plural of the word qilada, an animal that will be taken from the place of residence of the haji, and that animal will be garlanded, and that is qilada. And how they would garland those animals, with some kind of string or wool, and they would put some leaves into it, so that when this animal is en route, if perchance the animal gets strayed, or if perchance the owner dies, then the people will know that this animal was intended for the haram. And because of the honor of the haram, no one would touch that animal, rather they would drive that animal towards the haram to make sure it is sacrificed in the haram of Makkah. So all of this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had kept as the survival of man, and this is because of the Baytullah that our survival on this earth and our existence continues. ذَلِكَ لِتَعْلَمُ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. That is so that you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what is in the skies and in the earth. Allah ta'ala knows which area of the earth is most honorable compared to others, most virtuous compared to others. The Baytullah, Masjidul Haram, Masjidul Aqsa, all of that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has perfect control over, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given virtue to some over the others, وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has full knowledge over all things. اِعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْإِقَابِ, know that Allah ta'ala is severe in punishment if you violate the rules of Allah ta'ala. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ, and at the same time Allah ta'ala is most forgiving, most merciful, hasten towards the forgiveness of Allah ta'ala rather than straying towards the adab of Allah ta'ala. مَا عَلَى الرَّسُولِ إِلَّا الْبَلَاغِ, there is no other responsibility upon the Rasul but al-balagh, but delivering, transmitting the message of Allah ta'ala. It is left to the individual then to practice upon what Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had showed us as the command of Allah ta'ala. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not have the hidayat, the guidance in his own hands. Wallahu ya'alamu ma tubuduna wa ma taktumun, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what you conceal and what you reveal. Both of it, all is in the knowledge of Allah Rabbul Izzat. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.